hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and this is a special edition of the National Intel Report. If it's Tuesday, that means Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster is with us. Mr. Robbie Noel out there in Arizona. And his program is The Flip Side, and that airs on this network following this program, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. I was going to suggest to our guest there, Mr. Magdoff, that I'm going to get him a couple issues of the International Forecaster because I don't think he realizes how deep this really is.
Yeah, can I just correct Bob or inform Bob about something that he may not know?
Hey, be careful. He's my dad.
Well, Bob, last week, that great financial soothsayer announced that the depression ended last week.
Who said that?
Oh, that's Mr. Kramer.
Oh.
So
from his lips to God's ears.
Yes. I'm glad that you caught that there, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. And I did want to say one thing I couldn't get in. Whether you know it or not, my line was breaking up pretty badly. I had to call in while you were finishing off with Fred. But and you got to listen to this carefully, listeners. The new figures that came out on unemployment late last week, they included U6 and U3. I didn't pick up U3 because I think U6 is the most important number. And U6 is not the 8.5% unemployed. It's the 8.5% unemployed plus all the people who are not getting checks from the state anymore and all the people who are, quote, discouraged. And the official figure for that for March was 16.2%. And if you do the figures that we do based upon the formula of 1980, that figure is 19.2% unemployed. Now, the other person that does this sort of work is John Williams, and he's a splendid economist, quite frankly, better than I am. And he says the figure is 19.8%. So unemployment is a shade under 20%, and wages are not going anywhere. The balance of trade has improved, but for the most part, because we're importing less, people are pulling their consumer horns in. And so this situation will continue to deteriorate, but not at an accelerated rate. I think it'll be a slow, grinding, downward move for the next year and a half. And the reason is that we're going to have stimulus starting next month, and we have the monetization coming, which both of which will bring higher inflation, which hurts the wage earner. And we also, in the following year, because it's an election year, they planned it this way, the stimulus will be larger. And so the GDP numbers will probably go something like this. Last quarter of last year, a minus 6.5 or whatever it is. First quarter the same. Second quarter, probably minus 6%. The second half of the year, probably minus 4%. Might even get down to minus 2. The following year, it'll probably coast along even.
Well, the recession, according to them, just started last fall, and let me remind folks out there, during the Great Depression, unemployment was around 30%. We're sitting at about 20 right now.
Look at
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Out of the Wizard of Oz, in the middle of a cyclone, the air is generally still, but the great pressure of the wind on every side of the house raised up higher and higher until it was at the very top of the cyclone, and there it remained and was carried miles and miles away. By the way, do you remember little monkeys in The Wizard of Oz? All we own, we owe them. They were talking about the banks. That was a wonderfully crafted movie, very cryptic in its message, but those that picked apart The Wizard of Oz. Toto, something tells me we ain't in Kansas no more. Let's go to the phones. Don in Nevada. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So far, not so good, but Don, what do you have in mind?
Well, it's what we make out of it, isn't it?
You mean lemons to make lemonade?
Well, yeah.
I ain't got no water, I ain't got no sugar, man. I can't afford it.
Three quick comments.
Yeah.
Mr. Chatman so eloquently spoke about the slow nature of the slowdown, and it reminds me of the frog in the pot syndrome. If they threw hot water at us, we'd all jump. But if they just turn it up gradually like a frog in a pot, they'll boil all of us.
Don, I'm sweating right now, man. I know hot water when I seize it. When I see the steam coming off, I know not to dip my toe in it.
The second point, I was trying to get to your guest today to ask him what he meant by the extreme power that the bankers have over the government. You would think that the government could just basically shut the banks down with their legislative power over the Federal Reserve System just to pay it off and shut it down. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I did the Louis McFadden quote there.
Yeah. I don't get. I was hoping to ask him what he meant by the power.
The oligarchs.
Yeah.
The Illuminati. Come on, let's get with it.
Okay. Did you gentlemen? Did you all read the article that was so nicely put on the web page on the local currencies coming into vogue again?
No, I missed.
USA Today wrote an article.
Today.
You have it up on your Republic Broadcasting website.
Well, I'll thank my webmaster for doing that. I've been so busy today, I haven't been able to look at it.
Well, yeah, but there's local currencies coming into vogue now. People are trying to prop up local economies with local currencies, and I even knew one for years ago out of Oregon, way up in the Columbia River Gorge, called River Hours. So I was just wondering what y'all thought about local currencies starting to come back in. See, years ago they were doing this, and it kind of died off, but they seem to be coming back, like Ithaca Hours up in Ithaca, New York, by Cornell University.
Yeah. Oh, look, barter and trade, no question, is making a dramatic comeback.
So I just thought it was pretty neat that was up on the website talking about local currencies coming back into vogue. And I guess the last parting thing is I called Harry Reid's assistant today and here in Nevada and thanked him very humbly for helping to destroy our economy.
Well, and there's something to consider, Don. You know, we had to get rid of the NorFed. Was there any doubt in anybody's mind about the timing on this one? Because a lot of people knew about the NorFed dollar, and those were receipts, you know, as it used to be. Those were receipts for actual stuff sitting in a vault that was worth something. You know? I mean, timing.
Don't go there.
What? Don't go.
You know, listener, seeing that you're in Nevada, you might call Harry's office back and ask him if he's going to vote for the legislation to put about 6,000 workers out of work in Nevada in mining.
Yep.
Well, you know, they gave Bush gave the concession on Round Mountain, Nevada, to Kinross Gold, a Canadian company.
Yeah, and I noticed that Kinross also got the Aurelian property in Bolivia, which the owners of the company, Canadian company, were essentially forced to sell out to Kinross.
Yeah.
So Kinross has the same connections that Barrick does within the Illuminati.
Is that why it's easier to get Canadian Maple Leafs than it is to get Gold Eagles?
I don't think there's any connection.
No, I think
it's a profit item, and I think they're producing them the way they are because they want the money.
Yeah, the Canadian mint's more efficient than the U.S. mint.
Undoubtedly.
But yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. But look, Barack Obama signed the Omnibus Public Lands Management Act of 2009, basically taking 22 million acres of prime real estate out of the equation.
Just like old
but he's
Ruckel.
Saving that for China.
Yeah, they're pledging it to China. Very
like
astute Ruckel there, Bob.
From Weyerhaeuser took timberland out of the use with the spotted owl clear back during the Nixon administration.
Yeah.
And shut the small mom-and-pop lumber mills out of business up in the Northwest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is nothing new. This is just the ongoing grinding agenda.
Well, you know what I'm all for? True nationalization. We need to grab the land back, put everybody back to work, cancel the charter with the Fed, have the government print greenbacks. It can't be any worse than what they're doing right now. Gentlemen, I had the woman that wrote the Web of Debt on last Friday's edition of the National Intel Report, Ellen Brown. Are you familiar with her, Bob?
I sure am.
Yeah. And
I run everything she writes.
And I'll tell you what, it was very fascinating because we did a program specifically about, okay, we know the currency should have been backed by precious metals, but it's not. We can't back it now because they got trillions of worthless dollars out there floating around. You know, where do we know the unconstitutionality of all of this, but where do we go from here and how do we fix it? And she stopped short of saying that we should cancel the Fed Reserve Charter. I mean, Bob, as I look at
it's not only the Fed Charter, John. It's the courts, it's the Congress, everybody's bought off. The corruption is beyond belief. It's something you would find in medieval Europe or in Roman times. And we have ceased to become anything that's recognizable as a government. It's a corporatist, fascistic society. And if people don't take their government back, the country's going to be destroyed, and half the people are going to end up dead.
Don, thank you.
Chief, the chief economist for the IMF, Simon Jenkins, with a stunning article in the Atlantic Monthly, now out, called The Silent Coup. And I equate him to another person like Carol Quigley. I mean, he is pretty clear about what's got to be done in order to solve this crisis. We've got to break up the oligarchy.
But nobody has the courage to even suggest it. I mean, is everybody in Washington...
They won't even talk about it, John.
I know. I mean,
this is one of the few programs in the world. My publication... You know, look at all of the other newsletters from the newsletter writers. Do you ever see them mentioning the Illuminati, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberger Group? Only a handful. The rest of them are terrified.
Yep.
Yeah, he stays away from
They're gutless.
He stays away from that term, Bob. He just uses the term oligarchy.
Yeah,
am I still with you, gentlemen?
Yeah, Don.
One parting shot. You know what scared the hell out of these people? They even brought the Southern Poverty Law Conference out against it. Was the common law court system when it was really starting to crank up? That scared the hell out of them.
Yeah,
because if they control the courts, they control the people.
That's right. You're exactly right, Don. I thank you for your call, sir. You take care. Yeah, Robbie, you told me not to go where I was going with the NorFed. Didn't somebody rob the vaults and run off with all the silver?
Yeah, but that's not the point. I mean, the point was quite simply that he was overcharging for his product.
Well, based on going, I'm sure.
Well, no, but still, you know, charging $20 for a silver round when the official spot price was under $12, a little rich in my book.
Well, but it was at least they were dealing with real money.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, but that's obviously what was his problem, and obviously calling it a dollar. I mean, he could have called it anything else, avoided all the problems, but he decided to go against the beast. He didn't know the game, the rules of the game. And whenever you go against the beast, if you don't understand the rules, the beast will spank you.
Well, he worked for a mint in Hawaii. I mean, look, he was one of the first people, when I fired this nut, and you're in reference to Mr. Von Nattinghaus. I was there. I was there down in southern Indiana when they were cooking this thing up. And I looked at him, and I said, they asked me, do you want in on this thing? I said, no, thank you, no. If I want silver rounds, I'll go buy them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
If I want gold, I'll go buy it. And the whole idea was that, well, you could spend these dollars, you can't exchange these coins in public, we'll just get more people to adopt the currency.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, his theory was great, but, yeah. You know, I mean, if people want to convert to a gold and silver standard, they are free to do so, and the U.S. Mint will accommodate them. Well,
kind of.
Kind of, not anymore, but if you want to trade in gold and silver coins, trust me, there are people out there that will accept them without obviously paying an exorbitant premium.
Well, and speaking of premiums, Robbie, I'm glad you didn't even mention the gold eagles, the $10 eagles that we had. They were what, $632 a piece?
Yeah, expensive.
Yeah, real expensive.
You can get two British sovereigns for $500.
Yeah, we got the British uncirculated. That's what BU means, folks. British uncirculated, pre-1933, $250 a piece. We'll let you know more about that deal. When we get back, we'll continue to roll your calls, 800-313-9443.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, folks, we're back. Dow Jones today on its way back down 186.29. NASDAQ off 45. TSX Gold went up $5 and a penny. The TSX was off 142.22. And the United States dollar went up 16 cents to 85.21. They're desperately trying to prop this thing up. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen, and first of all, I'd like to say that you guys made mention about silver and gold, and actually silver and gold, I'm seeing more and more businesses are now dealing only in silver and gold and not, well, actually giving a better price when using silver and gold to pay for their products, and I see that certain companies are, like, on the Internet advertising U.S. Silver Eagles and Gold Eagles as payment, mm-hmm. and it's a lot less than if it was using Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, KT Ordnance is one of the people that if you buy one of the receivers for an AR-15 or whatever the case may be, they like to be paid in gold.
Absolutely. And there's also a gentleman by the name of Bobby Carey over in Nevada, and you guys made mention that the federal government will allow you to use silver and gold in your business. Well, the IRS didn't think so because what he did was he went and the IRS, he was paying his people with gold $50 coins every week. And the IRS he didn't have to report the income because it was face value $50.
Yeah, so he won the case, by the way.
He did, yeah. They went after him, and they ended up saying that the law knows no difference between the face value of both currencies.
Yeah. Well, you know why the IRS lost that case, don't you? Because they couldn't answer a simple question: what is a dollar?
What is a dollar?
Yeah, but I find that kind of interesting. Now, as far as hyperinflation, and I'm surprised we haven't seen it yet, but I have a theory on that, and I'm going to run this by Bob. See what he thinks of this. The value of our dollar should be dropping precipitously because of all the money. After all, what is inflation? It's too much money chasing too few goods, right?
Right.
Okay. If that's the case, then the vast majority of people that are unemployed, which is going to be, it's around 20% right now, plus everyone is losing the value in their homes, plus the value of the dollar, I mean, okay, you know, people that have money in the bank, they're losing money there too.
Right.
So in reality, they're siphoning through the stock market and through, you know, all their little chicaneries. They're actually taking money out of the system by causing people to lose their jobs. I mean, I know people that just don't have any money. So if that's the case, it's too few money chasing too many goods, because look at all the cars that are sitting out in the parking lot.
And wait to the hyperinflation, where if they do still have a job and they've not had to make exorbitant concessions to keep their job, wait till the hyperinflation hits. That they're paying 10, 12, 15 times the amount for a loaf of bread.
That's where I'm thinking that the government has a purposeful send the jobs out of the country, allow businesses to do that to keep inflation down.
Well, and here's another thought that some people subscribe to, and that's that, when people get hungry and they get desperate enough, that maybe they'll be out in the streets, and we're not going to be as kind as they were over in Jolly Old. Of course, the intelligence agencies over there allowed certain businesses to be attacked. You didn't see the cops ringing the properties that they were going after, no. But this is part and parcel in the contention of many out there that they're going to wait till you get desperate enough that you're going to want to strike out or burn down a building or whatever, and then they bring in the martial law, and then at that point in time, the government can go through their list of people that they want to see disappear for a while, if not forever. There's troublemakers out here because we're talking about Constitution, we're talking about law, we're talking about real issues concerning real people, and these people don't give a damn.
Well, I'm just going to be curious to see what's going to happen with this Tea Party Day on the 15th.
We'll see.
That's going to be real interesting to find out how many people are going to be participating in that. Also, would I be wrong to say that the reason why we're having our financial difficulties is because we allowed finance to take precedent over production?
And the answer is yes. And as part of the scheme, which has been put together to destroy the economy, and that is to do away with manufacturing via free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, allowing corporations to keep their gains, their profits offshore and not be taxed. And the people in power knew that that program was going into being in the 1980s. And today it's manifest. We're out 6.7 million jobs. And incidentally, that figure is going to get to 14 million before this is over, and probably over the next 2.5 years. And the upshot of the whole thing is that they have deliberately brought this about, and they knew that they had to go into the financial end in order to make money. And that's when Fred said earlier in the program they switched over in 1980. They did, but for reasons other than what he thought.
All right, we'll take the break. Hey, thanks for your call. By the way, what kind of phone do you have?
It's a speakerphone. I should have been on the other end.
Yes, you should have been. All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Alan Greenspan, Fed Reserve Chairman, in 1988, in a speech to the Economic Club of New York, he says, "I guess I should warn you. If I turn out to be particularly clear, you've probably misunderstood what I've said." And remember, folks, back in 1987, he was first time he was up in front of the Banking Committee in Washington, D.C., he was already pitching to allow the investment banks to, well, we need to relax these rules and allow these banks to make more money. Yes, Alan Greenspan, the dog-faced boy. Let's go back to the phones here, gentlemen. Tell you what, Robbie, I'm sorry, we're at the bottom of the second hour here. You've got the Bob Chapman deal of the day.
Yeah, British Sovereigns, brilliant, uncirculated. Haven't seen them available for a while, but they're available. Maybe because nobody's got any money to buy stuff because they've got to pay the tax man next week. But British Sovereigns, brilliant, uncirculated, are now available, $250 a piece. Order 20 or more and receive a free subscription to the International Full Cost and fine ceramic mug from Republic Broadcasting.
And it is a fine. You know, I've had so many compliments on that.
Yes.
You know, I actually found the guy's number the other day that actually designed that logo. I want him to do some other things.
Yeah, he's
got a barbecue business someplace.
Can do Mug 2.0 next. Let me ask Bob a question, just because his numbers are more reliable than the numbers coming from the IMF. IMF is set to release its report on April the 21st, where it says that the toxic assets held by the banks is somewhere south of $4 trillion.
Well, I think you can use a figure of 5%. And if it's 1.25 quadrillion, you can multiply that by 5. And what do we come up with, Robbie?
You asking me a math question when you use the term quadrillion?
We're talking about 6,250,000,000. And how much do they say?
Their report is going to say it's 4 trillion.
Well, they're only one third wrong. That's not too bad.
Now, bear in mind.
You know, 5% is a very, very conservative figure. I mean, it could be much higher than that. I mean, look at the money that went and was funneled through AIG, who was running naked, incidentally, on the derivatives that they had written. And that money all went out to $101 billion, went out to, and I have a list in tomorrow's IF of the countries and how much they got. I have the banks, but I didn't list them all. And that money was to pay off the losses that they took because AIG reneged, essentially. I mean, it's colossal what's going on. It shouldn't be allowed. The banks, AIG, GE, GM, they all should be allowed to go under. And that includes Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. They are bankrupt.
Yeah. Well, Simon Jenkins thinks like you do, Bob.
And who is he?
Well, he's the chief economist for the IMF.
Oh, I thought he was the head of the prison in Pennsylvania.
No, but he said if you took the name United States off the balance sheet and you presented the facts and figures to the IMF without them knowing what country you were talking about, they would immediately suggest nationalizing of all banks, breaking them up, selling off the good parts, bankrupting the bad parts, and basically doing what the IMF does when it goes into a third world country.
Exactly. They can't do that because they have to time the hyperinflationary collapse into deflation with their third world war so that they can bring everybody in the world to their knees and say the only solution is world regulation,
right.
World currency,
right.
World government.
World
and
control.
That's what they're after.
World control.
This is a game that we're playing here. And people got to understand that there's a third dimension to this. And that's what all these other newsletter writers miss, with the exception of a handful. They don't get it. And they'll never be able to come up with the proper prognostications on what's going to happen, because they have lost the missing link.
You know, let's take another call here. John in Ohio. Hello, John.
You've got a great panel. Okay, how are you, John?
Hi.
You just tripped my mind. And basically, the gamesmanship that Bob was just talking about up in the rarefied air of the IMF, Bob, is it in essence that they're going to break down what is known as nation states, the techno oligarchs? Are they essentially, they've got a list of cards in their deck that they're playing socially, and when we get to the end game, it becomes a social aristocracy of some kind? And the second question, I actually got three. You tripped the question there. If you could address that, is there a social, there's obviously a social component in that so much of what we are influenced by has been influenced by foundations over the last,
well, you're right. The social component is what they want in the final analysis. They want to control what people do from before they're born until they die, including euthanasia, where they're going to go to school, what jobs they're going to have, who's going to be allowed to breed, who's going to work where and in what field, and on and on. These people are insane. I mean, this is nothing new. This goes back for centuries. I mean, look at eugenics. It had its real birth in modern times during the early 1800s here in the United States as well in Great Britain. But, yes, it's social. And they have a drop-back plan, which is sort of like balkanization. This is why the only way you can solve the problem is by getting rid of them.
Go ahead, John.
We're getting up into rarefied air where nothing makes any sense, and good is bad and bad is good. So essentially, we're getting into that area where it's very very rarefied in a kind of a gamesmanship way. If we talk literally about what's real and what's not, but so there's a whole deck of institutional knowledge that we should have basically to understand. Now, my second question, which we gain a lot of by the current events of what's going on now and has been going on. John, you mentioned the Wizard of Oz, and that had struck me about a month ago as it being very an illuminist kind of thing. Do you know who was responsible for writing it?
Oh, gosh. You would have to ask me that question. I know you know the answer, so... Help me out.
I'm not an attorney, so I don't.
but you could be a movie buff.
Your panel should know what time frame it was written in.
Depression era.
Depression era.
It was during the 1930s, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually written.
The movie was cut in 1937.
No, and it actually came out and it was released in 1939, but it had actually been put together. And a couple of different movie studios declined to do it, but they finally got it out in the public in 1939.
I'm going to have to do some more serious research into that particular movie because it struck me, and ask your panel if I've lost my mind or not. But the allegory, you mentioned the little flying witches, the little drones flying around,
little monkeys,
doing
yes.
things. Yeah. Well, the main characters were who? A cowardly lion who needed courage, a tin man who needed a heart, and a straw man who, I'm not sure what his shortcoming
he
was.
He worked on Wall Street.
The straw man. Well, no, my allegorical mind sees the cowardly lion is the British Empire after World War One. Okay, after it's been decimated after World War One, the tin man is being the northern industrial complex of the United States. And the straw man as being the agricultural giant of the United States.
Yeah, he was the one looking for the brain, by the way.
The brain, that was it.
He escaped from Wall Street.
I just wondered if that had anything to do with the Anglo-British aristocracy.
I don't know. You're asking me a philosophical movie question here,
I think it does.
I
think it does, John.
Thank you.
As a guess, I think it does. And it was brilliant in... You know, I never realized it until, probably the late 60s, the early 70s, what the writer was up to.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Writer was...
So like Gulliver's Travels.
Writer was Frank Baum.
Frank Baum. You Googled that.
Of course.
Tell the truth.
Jeez. Don't think I'm that smart.
Do you remember the Wicked Witch that wanted the ruby slippers? Do you remember what she said when they finally got to her and they threw some water on her? I'm melting. My world, who could have thought that a little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? And I see that as an allegory of people in this country standing up and going, you know what, we're tired of being slaves, we're tired of being usurped, we're tired of paying your interest, let's get on with it. I mean, Bob, let me ask you a question here. If the United States Congress, and who knows, I mean, do they have these guys in compromising positions? I mean, what is the great hold that they have over the majority of them? You spent years in Washington.
90% of them are simply paid off.
Huh.
It's contributions from industry, corporate America, Wall Street, banking. They buy legislation.
And what do they got? What do they got Bonnie Frank on? Do they have pictures of him with a naked woman that made him look straight?
No, Bonnie was running a male whorehouse. And somebody busted it, and he's still paying for it.
And look who's the head of the financial committee up there. Hey, go figure.
But, you know, the people in Congress who have been compromised that we don't know about probably are around 5 to 8%. It's hard to say because we don't know of all the ghosts in the closets. And you get 3 or 4 or 5% good guys. And so 95% of Congress you can't deal with. That's why Congress does not represent a solution. Neither does the courts. The only thing that's going to save America is revolution.
Let me ask, can I ask one more question before you cut me off?
We're going to charge you for this one.
I'm telling you.
Okay, up there in the rarefied air again, if the World Bank does come through with their, you know, we go through the hyperinflation, we go through the whole scenario, the deflation, the hyperinflation, and they come across with a one-world currency, will they tend to back it, Bob or Robbie, either one, on any commodity or basket of commodities, or do they have something else in mind?
Well, they're talking. I mean, that was obviously the debate going into the G20. And now you have the GCC, the Chinese and Russian leaders, who are talking about including gold in a single currency union. The only problem is they haven't figured out where they're going to put this new central bank and how it's going to be linked to the U.S. dollar. But, yeah, it's talked about.
And how much gold they're going to have.
Well,
and
they're
whether
gonna,
it's going to be digital.
Yeah, they're going to sell it.
And people will not accept it. And I'll tell you why, Rob. Because they're listening to this program.
Yeah, but that's
how
that's how they
programs like this all over the world.
Yeah, but Bob, remember that's how they sold the euro to the Europeans by obviously.
And they sold most of the gold off.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there was
that's
a mess.
That's how they bailed out the COMEX 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
But the gold is gone. The gold
well,
is,
I don't know how much they got left, and neither does anybody else.
What did I hear the other day that the IMF was getting ready to sell off 400 tons of it?
Yeah, but that's you know, I mean, they
right.
They,
it's all it, Dominic, I forget his last name, the head of the IMF. He said they've already got it placed with nations. It will never go on market, and so the Chinese are sitting there licking their chops. Piled with dollars and saying, my goodness, we can get 403 tons of gold and get rid of all these dollars. Please sell it as quick as you can to us.
Yeah. I mean, look, even Goldman Sachs came out today and said the IMF gold sales are going to have a very limited impact on the prices of gold because then, well, I mean, it's a simple fact of life. One
but
phone
you know,
call.
The U.S. Congress has to approve it.
Sure.
Will they do that? Probably.
Yes.
And they also mention that selling all 403.3 metric tons of gold will take a few years to complete, and I guarantee
well,
you.
Well, not if they sell it privately. It'll
well,
be
sure.
done in one fell swoop.
Yeah,
and
to
another
China.
Thing, too, is that all that gold has to be given up by the people, countries, central banks, who have promised to give it to the IMF. They haven't done that yet. Now, I envision a country like Germany saying, well, we owe you 80 tons of gold, but we're not going to keep it. We're going to give you dollars instead. And the IMF is going to say, well, gee, that's fine. Keep the gold. All we want is the money anyway.
By the way,
all kinds of things are going to go on here
yeah.
that people don't expect because they don't know what's going on out there. And most of the newsletter writers don't either.
By the way, John, you've heard me say on this broadcast before that we have an interesting mix in this country. We have a mix of communism, socialism, and fascism. Well, communism, the end result of communism versus capitalism was to come up with something in between. You know, we got to be neutral. We can't give too much to that. We can't give too much credence to this. So let's just settle for socialism. That's the class system. That's what how the government is going to view us. They're going to socialize us. That's why Billy Clinton used to say, oh, I feel your pain. Well, and now that we're having great pains, we have the great Barack Obama or Barry Sartoro out there saying, you know, we all need to share in this. So, you know, by that statement is that, well, you know, the debt's being monetized, and guess what? You, John Q. Public, are going to have to pay for it. But what's going on between bank, corporation, and government is pure, flat-out fascism.
It sounds like a slow John Fabian death march.
That's what it is. Spiral. That's exactly what it is.
And the gold coin, the coin of the realm, is you flip a coin and you've got hyper capitalism on one side and communism on another.
Well, and it's
or socialism.
Yeah,
or socialism.
Socialism. That is what the world system is going to be about. It's going to be socialism because communism doesn't produce. Okay, it does not produce. Socialism does, because they get to tell you what and when and how, and then they can take what they feel that they need for the masses, because we're all in this together, aren't we? Thanks for your call, John. Paul from Maryland, hang on. We'll take you as the last call on the National Intel Report.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We are back. Robbie, the Bob Chapman deal of the day, if you please, one more time, sir.
Brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns, $250 apiece. Order 20 or more. You don't have to order 20. You can order 5 or 10. How many of you want? $250 apiece. 20 of them will cost you $5,000, shipped and delivered. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. And you will receive a subscription to the International Forecaster and or an extension, if you already have one, and a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN.
I just love it. Hey, Bob, he's not forgotten about my beautiful mug.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The mug for radio.
Let me squeeze in a quick question for Bob. How important was gold bouncing off its 200-day moving average today?
Very important, and it was anticipated by the shares, which have come down a minuscule amount in the last 2 weeks. And the shares are telling us we want to go up, we want to go up. And so it was important. We'll probably have a revisit over the next day or two. That's okay. Maybe we won't. But the point is, I think we're on our way back up.
Yeah.
Do you think with the earnings season, do you think this is a do or die for the mining companies to come out and blow the socks off these things?
I don't know, because I don't know. You know, I know the earnings for regular companies are going to be dreadful.
Yeah, Alcoa just reported a $497 million loss.
By the way, Robbie, I've got a tip on stock for you.
Yes.
Buy Ford Motor.
Well, it is a penny stock. I like penny stocks.
Well, and actually, they're not up there hat in hand borrowing from the Fed. A couple of years ago, they already had their mini financial crisis. They just did a deal, a $9 billion deal, to clear their books of debt, and they're projecting $500 million profit for the years to come. So
now all they need to do is produce a car that I'd want to buy.
I knew you were going to do that. Paul in Maryland. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
I did a search, as Robbie did, and Wikipedia has an entry called The Political Interpretations of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It's very interesting. There's a picture of the first book published in 1900, and it says here, most readers in 1900 read The Wonderful Wizard of Oz as a...
You're fading on me, Paul.
Pardon?
You're fading on your cell phone.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But cartoonists recognized that they were using images that editorial cartoonists had long used to portray American politicians. And this thing goes through and talks about what the figures represented here. It's very interesting. There's not enough time to go through all of this, but...
Well, do me a favor, if you would, Paul, if you can email that Wikipedia over, I'll place it on the site.
Well, it's easier enough to find the title of its Political Interpretations, Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
That requires me remembering what you just said.
Right. But, well, you guys are my favorite afternoon show.
Well, I appreciate that. We try. We are going to endeavor to pursue, but we're out of time. We'll have to do it another day. Mr.
Great.
Chapman, thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. And Mr. Noel?
Yes, sir.
You have time to go take a quick potty break?
Yes, I do.
You're coming up here in just a couple of minutes on the flip side, and your website is eaglesup.com.
The new and improved Eagles Up.
And the website for Bob Chapman, no underscores, no dashes, no nothing, theinternationalforecaster.com. And if you want to email Bob and have a question for him, you can go to bob@intforecaster.com. That's it for today, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget, I've got Dr. Mohammed Meraki talking about Afghanistan tomorrow. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, audience.
With recent internet.